Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me your key.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, you hear the jingle. They call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KNBR. And that's because I am a financial advisor and a practicing attorney. We are broadcasting live. We're back in our little studio downtown Oakland, California. Our phones are working, so that's just wonderful. Last week it was a little challenging and we pulled it off. But anyway, we're back. We're back here in our little studio and just enjoying the beautiful day outside. It's a gorgeous November morning and we're so lucky to be here. This is why you pay your taxes in California, because you live here. Don't kid yourself. You are paying for this weather. It's not free. Folks in Kansas are freezing their you-know-what's off. But here, let's take the sweatshirt out. And later, it's coming off. So, anyway, it's time of the year where we celebrate Thanksgiving. So I hope all of your families are coming to be with you, or you're going somewhere, and hopefully it won't be too stressful to get there. I know what the airports are like and the roads are like, and just try and be nice to people, would you? And just say hello, and, you know, you just expect the lines, expect the delays. Expect people slower than you in front of you. And just take a deep breath. And just say, hey, how you doing? How you doing? All right. But the other thing that I want you to think about at this time of year, because this is important, and it has to happen before the end of the year. So I just thought I'd give you a little bit of a preview. When you are forced to start taking money out of your 401k or your IRA accounts, and then next year, you're going to have to pay tax on that money. That's right. I'm going to call this RMD time. You are in the RMD time window. And I don't know about you, but I hate taxes. And I hate paying taxes on money that I just don't need. So the laws that surround RMDs, or required minimum distributions, they're complex. And if you just make one wrong move, this can cost you massive penalties and taxes. Yeah, I'm talking about that dreaded RMD, as we call it in my industry. And this is the special time of year that you're going to start receiving phone calls or letters about your RMD from the places where you have your money. And if you get it wrong, you're going to owe the IRS a 50% penalty.
You 50. Can't handle the truth.
50%. That's pretty brutal. Anyway, if you haven't already taken your RMD, time is running out, because by December 31st, that money has to be out of that account. Now, the questions are there any options to get around this? Do you have to take the RMD from every single retirement account? Or what choices can you be making right now to save some big time money? Well, if you have a retirement account and you're over the age of 60, then you're going to want to keep it tuned right here to Protect Your Assets for the next 60 minutes as we share RMD tips and tax saving moves that you can make before the end of the year. This is one show that you really don't want to miss. It's all coming up next. So keep it right here. Now let's get started. So we call this the dreaded and often very confusing RMD, or required minimum distribution. And that's what we're focusing on today's show. Specifically, a handful of tips that you can use to keep the IRS off your back and your tax bill as low as possible. So if you have an IRA, 401k, or TSP plan, And whether you're already taking your RMD or you're years away from it, make no joke, one mistake, it could cost you big time in taxes and penalties. And this is the time of the year, you only have till December 31st, where you have to make this happen. So you have just about a little over a month right now. And I recommend you get on this ASAP. Next week's going to be a pretty slow week. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday with your family. But before you leave, or before you start preparing the food and shopping, today's going to be crazy at the grocery store, isn't it? Anyway, can't wait. I love the grocery store, don't you? I love having a cart and walking around and throwing stuff in the cart. To me, it just feels good. What about you? Do you like that? Yeah, me too. Anyway, so as we get ready for Thanksgiving, deal with this RMD because this is important. And you don't have to necessarily be 70 and a half to take advantage of this. This is coming. I'm going to talk about this here in a second. Give me a break. So let's discuss the basics of the RMD because many people just don't know what an RMD is all about. So I'm going to call this the ABCs of RMD. So, like I said, RMD stands for this, required, meaning you must. There's no way around this. It's required, and you have to take a minimum amount of money out of your retirement accounts. So that's what RMD means. Now, that starts when you're 70 and a half. Not 70, not 71. I hear this all the time. No, wrong. 70 and a half. Write that down. You have to be 70 and a half. I just turned 70 and a half here in November. Okay, I'm with you. Just stay with me. These are ABCs. We're getting simple. Don't get complicated on me yet, okay? Thank you. All right, think of it this way. A is for aggregation. Aggregation. Why do I call that? Well, the IRS requires this. You have to calculate your RMD for every, not just one of them, for every tax-deferred retirement account that you have, if it's a 401k, 403b, 457, traditional IRA, Roths don't count. SEP, simple IRA, rollover IRA, Kehoe, you get the point. Don't forget these either. If you inherited an IRA from your pops or your mom, you have to calc the RMD on that as well. Even you don't have to be 70 and a half to take that. You could be 30. You still have to calc it. Got your attention now, didn't I? Yes, I did. RMDs are based on the account value as of 12/31/2018. Now, you divide that balance or combination of balances using the IRS publication 590. You'll see there's a formula. What if I'm 35? There's a formula for you. You take that formula, you divide the balance by the formula, and that gives you the dollar amount that must come out of that account. Now, once you've calculated your RMD for every single retirement account I just mentioned, you can aggregate. Aggregate the total and withdraw your RMD, if you'd like, from one or a combination of accounts. Now, earlier I was talking about maybe you have made some money in your growth stocks or your high cap stocks. This might be a great time to pull the RMD out of those positions. Sell them, pull the money out of that position. Don't touch a different account because now you're essentially forcing yourself to buy low and sell high. And that's the right way to go. Now, B is for this, beginning withdrawals. When should you take your first RMD? Well, the year you turn 70 and a half, you're required to take the distribution, like I said, from all of your IRAs and likely most other plans like your 401k. But you need to do this by December 31st of this year. Now, what if you turn 70 and a half, say, in November, like you were just asking earlier? Well, that's a great question. Then you have an option. You don't have to take it this year if you don't want to. You could wait till next year. And then what? Well, you have to double up. You have to take two. That's the way that works. So if you were born, say, after June of this year, say you're 70 and a half in June of this year, you have an option. If you're in May, you don't. So for those of you thinking about it, this might be a good year to take it. It might be a better year to defer it and take it next year, particularly if you're going to retire and you won't have any earned income next year. That might make a lot of sense. So this week when I was sitting down, I was talking with Eliza and Joe. Joe's 59. Eliza is 57. Combined, the two of them right now are making over $500,000 a year. Their house is almost paid off. And they want to stop working at the pace that they're going at right now in the next 3 years. So they wanted to know, how are they going to live off their paychecks when they're gone? Because now they're gone and all they have is their savings account. So one solution that we consider for them is, don't wait to take the RMD when you hit 70 and a half. Rather, start taking the money now, or in 3 years when they retire, from the retirement account, and let your Social Security benefits build. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you can use your RMD to pay for your grandkids' education and save taxes. Have you heard about that one? Find out. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we're working on it. We do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. And of course, the guy who's looking for the magic sand. But hey, if you're here to listen, then listen up. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is back. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And yes, people call me the Sandman because I help them sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions all the time, not just every Saturday. PYA Radio at PYA Radio with Twitter. You can always tweet me a question anytime you like, and I will answer your question at PYA Radio. And if you want to come to our headquarters, we're doing a workshop on the 5th here at our headquarters in Oakland, down in our new little theater, I'm going to call it. If you like puppets and stuff, it's kind of cool. You should come check it out. December 5th in our little theater here. And you can register at the pyaevents.com on the internet. Go to pyaevents.com and check out the December 5th special show, if you will. Now, it's time for our fan favorite part of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I'd love to. We've been talking this morning about the dreaded RMD, when you have to take money out of your retirement account, and how so many people, literally, I mean, the numbers, I can't even think of all the people I've seen lately who are taking more money out of their accounts than they actually want to take out. And then they pay taxes on that money. And it's frustrating. Very, very frustrating. So whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, it is never too late to think about this issue. Don't just say, oh, I'm 70 and a half, now it pertains to me. True, it does. And by December 31st, you have to make a decision. But for all of you who are younger, now is the time to be doing something about it. So here's one that they say, as an example that you can do to try and lower your taxes if you're stuck in the RMD right now. I've heard this one. They say that you can lower your taxes by giving your RMD to your grandchild for their education. That's a new one I just heard. Is that really true? Well, it depends. Don't you love the lawyer answer? It depends. I am an attorney, so I can say that. Using your distribution, right, your RMD, to open and fund a 529 plan for your grandchild's high school. Now, remember, under the new tax law, you can use 529s to pay for your grandkids' high school, not just for college anymore. Yes, this can get you a state income tax deduction. Did you know that? So it won't eliminate your entire tax bill, no, but it could definitely reduce it. Moreover, you have an estate tax problem? Many people I saw this last week had an estate tax problem. As you know, the current tax law will sunset in the next few years and go back to $5 million per person. And if you happen to have more than that, Now is the time to take advantage of this current law and use it to shift money to your grandkids. Now, if education is important to you and your family, we have developed a strategy where you can take up to $250,000 per child, and you can move that out of your estate, meaning no estate tax, and you can pass that to your grandchild in a 529 plan, and that money will grow tax-free for the next, 15 years, 20 years. That's up to you. These plans are amazing if you do them right, because then the money comes out tax-free, all that growth, all those years, and can be used to fund some pretty expensive education. I don't know about you, but I'm paying for a private college tuition right now, and it's costing me a fortune. After this job today, I'm going to go out and do another job. I have to work to pay the bills. It's expensive, these kids. So if you're saving for college right now, maybe you're a grandparent trying to help your kids out, this is a great way to do it and get a tax deduction. Wow. So be careful, though. One thing I want to warn you about, if you're a grandparent and you're trying to set up an account for your grandchildren, realize this. Money in even a grandparent-owned 529 is not reported as an asset to FAFSA. You know what FAFSA is? That's the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. But, here's the but, withdrawals from those accounts are reported as untaxed income to the student, reducing their eligibility by as much as 50%. You want to learn the way around that? Here's a secret. Ready? You can time your distribution to be made after January 1st. I didn't say that. After January 1st, you can make the distribution, and then it doesn't count on the application. Good job. So sophomore status is important, by the way. Do this once they're sophomores. And I say this because I had a student who thought she was a sophomore, but she really wasn't. So if you're transferring credits from a JC or maybe your APs, all that, make sure they have sophomore status at their university before you do the distribution to fund your FAFSA app, okay? So anyway, that's how grandparents can help their kids out quite a bit. And I like that. How do you eliminate the RMD altogether? Well, there's only one choice, and that is the Roth IRA. Now, last segment, I talked a little bit about Roth IRAs, but I want to give you the three steps to stay out of the crosshairs of the IRS if you're considering setting one up. First, you need to satisfy the RMD before December 31st. So say you take the money out of the RMD, good for you. Step two, you're going to pay taxes on it. Don't forget, there will be taxes on it, and you should calculate that now. Try and figure out what those will be and put that aside. And don't gamble with that or put it in your favorite stock. Okay, don't do that. And then step three, this is the fun part. Convert what's left within your IRA to a Roth. I know Roth IRAs are probably the most valuable retirement accounts because there's no government taxation. They're tax-free. And I don't think anything's better than tax-free. Well, maybe free, but tax-free is pretty good. So if you don't have any or much in Roth IRAs, then you have a problem, and maybe you want to consider doing a Roth conversion. Now, what's another way that you could satisfy your RMD and still get a massive tax deduction? I'm going to call this a QCD. Now, these are a little bit complicated, so I'm going to give you some bite-sized chunks right now that you can digest and hopefully use. Get this, you can give up to $100,000 from your IRA when you're 70 and a half or older. That'll count towards the RMD, and in this case could be even more than the RMD, through what's called a qualified charitable distribution, or QCD. Normally, when you take money out of your IRA, it's taxable. You know that. It's taxable as ordinary income. But this type of a withdrawal is not. The QCD is not taxable and is not reported on your adjusted gross income when you file your tax return this year. So that means that it helps you with your Medicare surtax, your Medicare premium costs, the taxes on your Social Security income, all these things that maybe you didn't know about, but you do find out about them once you start declaring this income. So a QCD can help you avoid that. Now, to fully count as a QCD, there's three factors you have to take a look at. First, the QCD has to come from an IRA or an inherited IRA if the beneficiary is over 70 and a half. It can't be made from your 401k, so don't make that mistake. Second, the distribution must transfer directly from your account to a qualified charity. Third, you must receive a letter confirming that you did this from the charity, and the letter must include the statement that no goods or services were received in exchange for the gift. So this is a fantastic way where you can start to reduce these retirement accounts in a big way before they punish you. Coming up next, we've got a great one for you. This is going to be talking more about the dreaded RMD, and Larry had a really good question. He wants to know if he should do a Roth contribution or not, or fund a particular type of retirement account where you can put away up to $300,000 a year. You heard me right, $300,000 a year. Find out what Larry's talking about when we come back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. We'll be right back.
Planning for retirement today can be like a gigantic roller coaster you've never been on before. And right after that kid straps you into your seat and says, you're good to go, you notice they forgot to tie their own shoes. Well, it could be a bumpy ride, but don't white-knuckle your retirement planning. Call 866-PROTECT and let David Hollander help you throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. Enjoy the rest of the ride. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is back. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. I know this song's getting you going, isn't it, this morning? I know we're exercising right now. We're getting healthy because Thursday, whew, it's all over. You know, guiltily, I must say, three or four pieces of dessert. I just can't get away from it. I mean, I need a little pumpkin. I need a little pecan. My wife makes this, Sheila. Sheila makes this delicious persimmon cake. Have you ever tried a persimmon cake? It's amazing. It looks terrible. I mean, you're like, I'm not going to eat that. But then you try it and you're just, it's like, what? It's incredible. Anyway, it's coming, so get ready. Okay. If you would like to come visit our headquarters, December 5th. We are going to be doing a meeting here at our office where you can come see the studio. That's what's really exciting, by the way. This is where all the magic happens. Did you hear that introduction? That was incredible. My team does such a good job, such an amazing job. And if you want to come here and see how they do it, December 5th is your opportunity. We are taking registration right now in our brand new theater. You heard me right. We have a theater. We'd like to share it with you, so you're welcome to come. Go to pyaevents.com, and you can register right now, and you can bring a friend, and we're going to have some really tasty food. So pyaevents.com, come and check it out. Birthday times. Happy birthday to Joel Feldman, Tim Harity, Eric Blands, Josephine Gerlomes, Jeanette Verdeen, Tim Attell, and Mike Zwiffle. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you guys have an amazing birthday week and enjoy the Thanksgiving with your family. Now, this morning we've been speaking about the RMD and what you can do. And I know after 30 or 40 years of saving, it's hard to break the habit. If you've been contributing to your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, your TSP, you've created a multi-decade habit of saving. But when you turn 70 and a half, it's over. That habit is done, potentially. And so think about this as the IRS program to get you to take money out of that account and pay taxes, because that's what it is. And we call this the dreaded RMD, or required minimum distribution. It's confusing. Today we've been talking about it. If you missed any of today's show, you have to go listen to our podcast. It's really cool. PYARadio.com. Now, we share that with you because it's a way to capture a lot of the information that we talked about earlier if you missed it. So, PYAevents.com. PYARadio.com, and share it with a friend. Would you mind doing that for me? Tell a friend about it. Tell a friend about PYARadio.com. I'd appreciate that. So this last segment comes from Larry, and Larry asked this question over the break. He was asking, if I'm 5 years or closer to retirement, should I even be considering converting or contributing money to a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k? And the answer is, it really depends, Larry, on your situation, but I like building up a tax-free nest egg, because if you're in your 60s, and this can happen now, you can start to give yourself some more flexibility later in life. Let's say you live to be in your mid-70s and you're having to need some more income because an emergency comes up. Well, you could pull that out of your Roth, and then it doesn't affect your overall tax situation. Maybe you don't need it, and you can let it defer and grow tax-free for your heirs. And then you can transfer that money estate and income tax free to your kids. And that's just great. It's wonderful. So Larry, it really depends on your situation. I really appreciate the question. Mike asked a question. Mike has a lot of real estate. Mike owns about $55 million in real estate. He's got all these properties all over the place on the spreadsheet. Good for you, Mike. Congratulations. Mike's worked hard all these years to accumulate. He wanted to let everybody know about the new California law that's going effective at January 1st about rent control and about tenant rights. If you don't know about this and you own rental property, see your lawyer. Give us a call. We're lawyers, as you know, and we can tell you about it. New law coming. It's going to affect you folks who have rentals in a big way. Your liability is going up. So, Mike, yes, if you have this sort of income coming off of your rentals, it's not too late. We can do what's called a cash balance plan. And in your case, we could put away about $300,000 a year. Yeah, Mike. So even though you're 70 years old, we can still fund this. Now, realize we'll have to do an RMD next year, but the RMD is pittance compared to the savings value and the tax deduction you get when you do this. Want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer Anthony Kojikari, network manager Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there doing all the heavy lifting. Danny, Dora, Felicia, Phil, thank you very much, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving holiday. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.